This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1019, a task to brainstorm money can't buy.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, we teach you how to answer one of the toughest writing task two questions we have ever seen. Learn from our sample brainstorm about happiness, and then try to answer this challenging question yourself.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others, and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Aubrey, are you happy today?
I am. I am always happy. I'm a pretty generally happy person. It takes a lot to make me upset or make me unhappy. And I feel like the same's for you, right?
No, not really. I'm often happy for sure. But Aubrey, you've seen me not happy.
I guess that's true.
my moods run the gamut, as they say. I do try my best to like stay positive and, you know, try and be happy, but ultimately, like, it's not possible to be happy all the time. And I think having that expectation causes more unhappiness than anything.
That's a good point. I kind of fall into that trap, that like mom trap of like, I have to be happy all the time for my kids. And it's true. It can be exhausting. And sometimes totally. You're like, it's okay. I just need to be sad or angry or let whatever emotion I'm feeling, just let it go. Let it fly.
Totally. I think, okay, well, guys, we could talk about this for so long. We are talking about something related to this conversation today. Guys, we are going to provide a sample brainstorm for one of the most difficult task two questions I've ever seen. Like, this is a really hard question. Yeah. We're going to talk about a mixed essay question today and talk about how you should write an essay about that. So it does have to do with happiness. Let's go ahead and read that question, Aubrey.
Okay, so here's the task two question. Many people say that money cannot bring happiness. Do you agree? What are other ways of achieving happiness? I agree. I think this is one of the hardest questions because I'm of two minds about this. Yep. I would have a little bit of a hard time choosing one side so that I could really strongly defend that opinion because I can really see both sides.
Totally. So this is a great example of so many traps that students yes. fall into in IELTS, right? And so this is one of them, guys. Trying to express a complicated opinion in an essay. We can't do that. If you are trying to express any complicated ideas, whether it's an opinion or a fact, like if it's complicated, guys, it's going to be very difficult to do well quickly, right? Because that's the key. What is your priority? Your priority is finishing your essay so you get a great score.
Now, exactly. And the time, I like where you said quickly, because if you had hours and hours, you could write this really complicated, impressive essay. You don't, right? Your time is very limited. So we have to be strategic about how we spend it.
Exactly. So like, I don't care what your real opinion is, guys. If I'm an examiner and I'm reading your essay, then what I expect to see for a 7 or higher for this question, I expect to see one paragraph answering that first question, do you agree, right? Not like three paragraphs about why sometimes you agree, but you can also disagree, but I can see another side. Like, that's not what I want to see. And then another paragraph, that third paragraph should be about the other question. So just to remind you of the three key strategy, guys, for mixed essay questions. If you see a question like this with two questions, right? Like problem solution, right? What are the causes? What are the solutions? We know that the second paragraph should be about causes. The third paragraph should be about solutions. So guys, it's the same strategy here. Second paragraph is answering that question. Do you agree? Just choose a side, like, yes, I do, no, I don't. And then the third paragraph is about ways of achieving happiness besides money. So if we're writing that second paragraph, we're answering this question, do you agree? What would you say if you agreed? How could you write a paragraph about that?
So yeah, if you agree that money cannot bring happiness, then you would need to have a strong reason for that, right? So first we just brainstorm, what's my reason? Why do I believe money cannot bring happiness? Well, because very rich people can be some of the most miserable people that exist,
exactly,
right? So we just want to say money can often ruin people's lives, could be your reason. And then you have a strong example, either someone you know or someone from the news that would defend that really well.
Totally. There are so many examples, especially like celebrities, right? That of course they're like rich and famous. And there's a lot of depression, a lot of drug abuse, right?
Yes.
Alcoholism. Like these are not features of happiness. So
right.
I think, guys, if you could just think of like one person that that shows this, that's all you need. That's a strong example, right?
Exactly.
Gosh, so many examples. I could think of anyone that belongs to the 27 Club. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, what is
that?
I don't know what that is.
The 27 Club, it's a group of mostly musicians who died at the age of 27. Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Amy Winehouse, I don't know, there's a lot, but they all died at the age of 27. So
whoa.
I would like mention that and say how these were young, wealthy people at the top of their careers, and they still, you know, like overdosed on substances. So anyway.
And don't be afraid to use a personal example. I know someone, my sister's, in-laws, they have this very successful company where they have become millionaires, and it has ruined their family because
really?
They're now fighting about inheritances
and
you know, property that once was going to be left to a child. Now, because someone can purchase it, there's this huge issue and they're not talking. They like no longer have a good relationship at all. So they would be a perfect example of where becoming rich, having a lot of money, can actually destroy your life.
Oh my God, that is tragic.
It's so sad. I hope they get it worked out and at least can salvage the relationships, but I'm not so sure.
Oh my gosh, that's so tragic. It, you know, while you were telling that personal example that would work very well in this essay, it reminded me of a lot of kids I knew growing up that came from very wealthy families, and ultimately, like, they did not turn out to be happy adults, right? Like, I mean, not all of them, but many of them.
It happens.
They never really had to try or like work for things,
mm-hmm.
and not, you know, having everything given to you and provided, and that can fester, right? Feeling like maybe you don't deserve what you have or not appreciating what you have. You don't get that satisfaction of earning and working hard for something. Yeah. Anyway, there's a lot of ways you can take this.
Right. And then here's the trick, I think. When students brainstorm this essay, at this point, they've brainstormed that first paragraph. I think it happens that students then think, okay, and now I'm going to talk about ways that money can bring happiness. Your brain goes to
totally.
Wanting to, because you've written so many argument essays. You guys know what that feels like to share the other side. You forget that, oh, this is a different essay. In this next paragraph, we have to answer that second question.
That is such a good point. Guys, when you are reading the task two question, especially really tricky ones like this, you have to underline the key words. And then while you're brainstorming, check back to the question like 3 or 4 times. Make sure that all of your ideas directly match those questions. Exactly. That is a trap I could see students falling into for sure. And another wrong direction would be to say like, yes, I agree that money can't bring happiness because these other things are more important. And then you start talking about the other things. But that's actually answering the second question, not the first question, right? So it's like you really have to make sure that both paragraphs are completely different ideas. You're not repeating yourself and you are addressing everything in that question. So make sure that second paragraph is focused on money and happiness. Don't veer away from that yet. That's for the third paragraph. So let's dig into that third paragraph. What are the other important factors of happiness? What do you think?
So I definitely think that spending time with loved ones, prioritizing the people in your life, is a way of achieving happiness. And this, you know, you could be just like, just have enough money to meet your needs. And if you have people you care about, people you love in your life, you are going to be a happy person.
Yeah, totally. Relationships, connection, a sense of community, to love and be loved. And of course, personal examples hopefully abound for these for you guys, right? When you're writing your essay. I think this question definitely lends itself automatically to having personal examples there. Yeah. You can also take it in the direction of spirituality, which it could be a connection to a religion if that's, you know, your background. If that is your life, that's great. Mm-hmm. It could be a connection to nature.
Being happy at work fulfillment. Yeah, nature. There are so many ways this could go, right? If you're talking about personal fulfillment at work or getting enough sleep, like there are so many exercise, right? So many directions you could take it and none of them are wrong. Just whatever reason you choose, you want to pick one. Well, actually, it's interesting. You would need at least two, right? When we're saying what are other ways, you would need to provide at least two.
Yes, good point. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that is such a good point. Yeah. Guys, yeah, notice if the question is plural or not. So I would say maybe like personal choices not involving money are more important, right? Mm-hmm, and then that could be the main idea of paragraph 3. And then you give 2 examples of those personal choices, right? Choosing to care for loved ones, making the time to bond with loved ones, and then also making the time to care for yourself, right? As in like exercise and stuff like that, meditation maybe. That's a great point. Just be careful, guys. There are obviously a lot of ways you can answer this question. So here is the last trap to be careful of. Don't put all of your ideas in the essay because that, well, it cannot get above a 6 if you're just cramming in, oh, and work and exercise and meditation and family.
Exactly. When you're brainstorming, you may have all these great ideas. Choose one, right? Choose 2, or like you said, 1 reason and then 2 great examples, and then stick with that. Don't add more while you're writing, or it's going to be a low scoring essay.
Yeah. Okay. Such great tips today, you guys. As you know, hopefully, listeners, April is writing month here at IELTS Energy. So today was another awesome writing episode. We will explore some other topics in the next couple weeks, but writing is still our focus, and we're still going to do at least 1, probably 2 episodes for the next 2 weeks to fill out April, okay? So stay tuned, you guys, and make sure to never miss an episode. Hit subscribe wherever you're listening, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you're listening, guys, make sure to subscribe to this podcast, to IELTS Energy. It's for you, so you don't miss any IELTS advice, but it's also for us because it helps people find the show. So hit subscribe right now, guys.
Awesome. Thanks, Jessica. This was fun. See you later.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.